History and physical, patient name, Brantley Earl, date 12-17-22, place, summer place, nursing home and rehabilitation. History of present illness, Mr. Brantley is a 73-year-old African-American male seen today on rounds. The patient was recently diagnosed with acute infarct within the right corona radiata / right basal ganglia. He was here for continued rehabilitation and physical therapy. Bedside nurse found him unresponsive, so he was sent back to the hospital. Upon admission to the hospital, he was noted to have a drop in his hemoglobin. He was hydrated and blood transfusions were given. He was also diagnosed with a new acute CVA. Since his readmission, patient is doing well. He still has severe left-sided weakness to the upper and lower extremities. There has been no endorsement of nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, abdominal pain, chest pain, vision changes, hearing changes, or bleeding. There are no acute concerns to the bedside nurse at this time. Past medical history is significant for vitamin B12 deficiency, CVA, TIA, hypertension, and hyperlipidemia. Past surgical history, none reported. Family history, negative. Social history, patient lives locally. He does not smoke and does not drink alcohol. No history of IV drug abuse. No history of STDs. Allergies, no known food or drug allergies. Current medications, atorvastatin, clopidogrel, cyanocobalamin, drisdol, dulcolax, lactulose, malox, milk of magnesia, miralax, protonix, Tums, Tylenol, and venlafaxine. Review of systems, a 10-point review of systems is negative other than what is mentioned above. Physical examination, vital signs, blood pressure 128 over 64, temperature 97.6, heart rate 68, respiration 16, and oxygen saturation 98% on room air. HEENT benign, neck supple, no cavity noted, lungs clear to auscultation bilaterally, chest rises even and symmetrically, cardiovascular, regular rate and regular rhythm, normal S1 and S2, no clicks, rubs, or murmurs, abdomen, soft, non-tender, and non-distended, bowel sounds present times 4, neurological, positive for severe left-sided weakness to the upper and lower extremities, dermatological, shows no suspicious lesions, assessment plan number 1, CVA, continue current medications, continue physical therapy and occupational therapy. Continue fall precautions. Number 2, vitamin B12 deficiency. Continue current medications. Number 3, vitamin D deficiency. Continue current medications. And number 4, hyperlipidemia. Continue current medications.